Every year, thousands of children in the U.S. face deportation hearings on their own without an attorney. A federal judge in Seattle heard arguments yesterday on a lawsuit that calls foul on the situation. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
This week in Seattle, a 10-year-old boy is scheduled to appear in immigration court along with his teenage brother and sister. Gang members in El Salvador killed their father. They fled to the U.S., and now these siblings all face deportation. They don't have the right to an attorney, and that raises the question, for all kids in similar situations, can they get a fair hearing? That's one of the central questions in a potentially nationwide case now before a federal judge in Seattle. Matt Adams is with the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project. It's one of the advocacy groups that filed this suit. Adams says children in court without an attorney rarely win their cases.
Every child is going up against an attorney from the Department of Homeland Security. It's a very adversarial and complex legal system. It's just absurd to think that a child on his own is able to marshal his case, to present the legal theory and the necessary facts to identify why it is they have a right to remain in this country.
The lawsuit aims to force the government to provide attorneys for all minors in immigration court who face deportation. During Wednesday's hearing, government lawyers argued this change would require a lot more attorneys and a lot more funding. They also warned this obligation would effectively halt all deportation proceedings against kids and likely encourage more children to enter the country illegally. This case is still at an early stage, and the judge acknowledged the stakes are high, so it could take some time to sort it all out. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.